We're joined here now by, I'd like to welcome in Caitlin Jacobson with the UNL Extension. Caitlin, how are you?
Good morning. Good.
And happy February and happy 4-H month.
Yes, yes. February 1st, first day of 4-H month.
And so. I can see your, this is an audio-only program, but she's got the 4-H t-shirt on right now because it's Spirit Day, right?
Today is Spirit Day. So, yeah, if you see some youth or adults or volunteers wearing 4-H gear today, we're kicking off 4-H month with Spirit Day.
Yeah, it's a good way to start the month. So every Thursday, I know we mentioned off the air that you guys are doing something. Today's Spirit Day. What's the remaining Thursdays looking like? Now there's five with the leap year this year.
Yeah, so next Thursday, February 8th, we're celebrating our volunteers. It's 4-H Volunteer Appreciation Day. So we encourage all of our volunteers to stop by the extension office, and we're going to have a bag of popcorn and bottle of water for you. Come say hi. The Thursday, February 15th, is our Supporter Appreciation Day. We're very lucky to have a lot of generous sponsors, donors, just a lot of supporters of 4-H, and whether it's donating items or sponsorship donations, whatever it is, just very supportive of 4-H here in Lincoln County. So we're also going to be celebrating you with a bag of popcorn and some water. And then Thursday, February 22nd, is Give Back Day, which is more club-focused. But if you want to celebrate and give back in your own way, you're certainly welcome to do that. But 4-H clubs will be doing some community service projects, whether it's trash walks, whatever it is that they see that our community needs, just to give back and to our community. And then February 29th is Leap into 4-H, Get Enrolled in 4-H. So if you haven't enrolled in 4-H yet, you get enrolled on February 29th, there might be a little incentive. So but in between there, on Saturday, February 17th, we're really excited to host an open house at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds from 3 to 5.
And what will that open house consist of? What can people do and see while they're there?
Absolutely. So you can expect to see, we have quite a few different 4-H clubs that are going to be there. They'll have a table with some sort of fun activity, scavenger hunts, just being able to showcase their 4-H projects. We have some 4-Hers bringing in their poultry and rabbits, companion animals. You can see their photography, anything that they've entered in the fair before. We are going to be making some 4-H bracelets, and there's going to be coloring sheets and a lot of cool stuff to do. 4-Hers are participating in a cooking contest, so if you want to come sample, it's anything. The only stipulation is they have to use cilantro. So we have
that's a good stipulation.
Actually, yeah, I like cilantro, so, and I feel like all you have to do is garnish it. It just has to be used in some way. So we actually have Miss Nebraska's teen, Boston Batera. She's going to come and be there, and she's going to judge our cooking contest. Another exciting thing, we're really excited that our mayor is going to be there, and he's going to make an official proclamation of Nebraska 4-H Month in North Platte.
That's fantastic news.
Yeah, so there's a lot going on. We'll be there from 3 to 5. We will have computers there. You can enroll there on site. There's club leaders. I'll be there if you have any questions, interested. It's just a great way to learn what kind of different things you can do in 4-H. It's not, 4-H isn't just at fair. I know we kind of limit 4-H, kind of put 4-H in a box, and this is when I do for my 4-H stuff, but truly there is 4-H things going on all year round. they do shooting sports, there's robotics. So if you don't think that there is something that 4-H you can do in 4-H that is of interest to you, I would encourage you to come and check it out, because I guarantee you we can find something for you.
Yeah, and to enroll, does that cost anything or no?
It does. So it is. It does cost $5, and that enrollment fee covers the cost of t-shirts. You will get a t-shirt when you enroll, and it also covers some entry fees. But it stays here. That $5 stays here in Lincoln County, and it goes back to our local Lincoln County 4-H Council.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And talking here with Caitlin Jacobson of the Nebraska 4-H here. And again, they have a open house on February 17th. And what are the hours on that open house?
It's from 3 to 5.
Okay, 3 to 5 p.m. So that should be good. And anything else that you guys are celebrating in February with 4-H month, or anything else in the near future past February to look forward to?
Well, that's kind of what's coming up right now. We just encourage you, if you have questions, if you just kind of want to know about 4-H, we encourage you to follow us on Facebook. That's a great way to stay up to date on all things happening with Lincoln, Logan, McPherson County 4-H. Our Facebook page is Lincoln, Logan, and McPherson County 4-H, Nebraska. You can also call our office, 308-532-2683, and we're happy to get you connected and support you in any way we can.
All right, that's awesome. And it seems as if, I mean, it probably helps you guys and everything that 4-H does with this warmer weather, correct?
Oh, absolutely. We love it that this warmer weather. This last weekend, our livestock judging team was out and about. We did we judged some beef this last weekend, and we were able to enjoy the beautiful weather. We're gearing up for some summer activities already, getting our practicing in. So, yeah, absolutely. And our livestock animals definitely like the warmer weather, too. But getting out, shooting rockets, there's rocketry in 4-H that... a lot of things that everybody loves some nice weather to get outside. So
yeah, absolutely agreed. And again, talking here with Caitlin Jacobson with the 4-H. Anything else you'd like to mention about 4-H or any of the other events coming up?
I would just like to encourage you to come to our open house. You'll get connected with our 4-H community. We have a lot of great youth and volunteers. Parents, if you're thinking about, just one more thing, I'd just like to encourage you. We have a lot of already busy parents, and they are choosing to have their kid in 4-H just because of just the family bonding, the time that you spend together as a family, and the learning experience. But if you don't feel like you are equipped or knowledgeable enough, or I wasn't in 4-H myself, I don't really know what 4-H is, we have a lot of volunteers and myself that are here to walk you through all this with you along the way. Dog practice. I mean, any project area has a leader. And if you don't have anything, don't know, let's say your youth wants to do the dog project, there is a volunteer that can help walk your youth through that. And you don't necessarily have to be the expert yourself. We have volunteers that can help coach, support you as well.
And so 4-H, I mean, you could join realistically and not really know anything about 4-H at all, and there'd be enough people there to show you the works and see what it's all about.
Absolutely. Yeah. We once you enroll, we do share you select a club, or you don't have to be a part of a 4-H club. You can enroll as an independent. But I would definitely encourage you to be a part of the club. That's kind of where the heart of 4-H is. That's where you kind of get walked through. We have a newsletter that's biweekly. All the deadlines that you need to remember, all the dates, all the 4-H happenings that maybe is just a lot to keep track of. But absolutely, there is somebody there that will support you and help you along the way.
All right, that sounds good. And Danny Nall talking here with Caitlin Jacobson with the 4-H program. And if people have questions on the open house or 4-H itself, where can those questions be answered?
Yeah, you can call our extension office, 308-532-2683.
Are there certain hours on those extension
offices? We are open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Okay, awesome. And do you guys have any social media, Facebook, Instagram, anything like that?
We do have Facebook. Our Facebook page, again, is Lincoln, Logan, McPherson County, 4-H, Nebraska. And our website is llm.unl.edu. So, and again, I always just like to remind people, again, if you're a parent, you don't know anything about 4-H, we'd love to support your youth and help you learn more about it as well.
Okay, fantastic. Well, Caitlin, as always, we appreciate the time you coming in, and we hope you have a great rest of your Thursday, and here's to a happy and successful February and 4-H month.
Yes, thank you.